o.uk/actionline. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 12th of July. The general synopsis at midday. New low expected Shannon, 1006, by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly or northeasterly, veering southwesterly later, except in northwest, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North at 0, south at 0. Northerly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers later, good. 40s, northerly veering east later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty 4th, southeast backing northeast for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Cromarty. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne Dogger, northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Dogger. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher German Bight, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher. Showers moderate or good. Humber Thames Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers later, moderate or good. White Portland Plymouth, east or northeast becoming cyclonic later, except in White 3 to 5. Showers later, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic becoming west, 3 to 5. Showers good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy Sole, westerly 4 or 5 at first in southeast Fitzroy, otherwise cyclonic becoming mainly westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west. Thundery showers good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, then veering southwest later in Lundy and Fastnet. Showers later in Fastnet, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times, rain or thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, east or southeast 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Bailey, southeast 5 to 7, backing easterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle Faroes, southeast backing northeast later, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Finally, southeast Iceland, cyclonic mainly southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that's the end of the shipping forecast. Now, what's the weekend weather up to? Is it still scorchy for all? Here to tell us more is Chris Fox.
Yes, Arlene, it is pretty much. Actually, looking at the day's stats, it has been the hottest day of the year so far for Scotland and for Northern Ireland. Temperatures of 32 recorded in Aviemore, 30 degrees in McGilligan. For Wales, well, I've seen 32.6 at both Cardiff and Usk, which is only a tenth of a degree away from yesterday's highest temperature of the year. So we're going to be pretty close to that within a tenth, but I don't get the full observational data for another 90 minutes. So I don't know if Wales has reached its highest temperature of the year so far just yet, but I will do before long. Now, weather-wise, after such a hot day, yes, those temperatures are going to stay up this evening, so it'll be an uncomfortable night's sleep ahead for many. Overnight, there will be some low cloud again affecting the east coast of both Scotland and England, with some misty patches developing. Eventually, temperatures will drop to around 12 to 17 degrees Celsius. Heading into Sunday morning, for many, it's going to be another hot and a sunny day. But that said, there will be a bit more patchy cloud in the sky than we've been used to, and there could be an odd isolated shower. Again, around eastern coastal areas of Scotland and England, there will be some low cloud and some mist patches that could well keep the weather a little bit cooler, but for most it's another hot and fairly sunny day, temperatures 28 to 31 degrees Celsius. For those of you that hate the heat, well, we have got some cooler and fresher air that's going to be moving in for many areas of the UK by Monday, with temperatures 18 to 24 for most, with rain or showers, but still quite hot across eastern areas of England, with highs up to 28. Arlene.
Thanks, Chris. It's Saturday night and there's a great lineup for Loose Ends with comedian and poet Tim Key, Lucy Porter, who's learning to let go in her new stand-up show, and Shabazz Ali, the TikTok sensation, plus EastEnders and Call the Midwife star Leonie Elliott. Loose Ends is at 6:15.
Mm-hmm. My castaway this week is Ash Atala, who recalls viewing an early version of The Office, the award-winning sitcom he went on to produce.
What you were watching were two things. One, a detailed exploration of mundanity, and something that wasn't afraid to take time and wallow in nothingness. And so I loved how brave that felt.
Ash Atala, my castaway. Do join us to hear his Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10. Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself...
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Lisa Costello. Good evening.